Coming to you from my apartment that doubles as a podcast recording studio. This is What Should I Do With My Life with Steph Horowitz. I'm Steph Horowitz. Thanks for joining me. This podcast is about how none of us know what we're doing. None of us have it figured out. No matter if you seem like you have it all together, you really don't, so be honest. We're going to talk about real stories from real people, their experiences, how they're figuring it out. From career pivots to being in the same industry for 40 years, we're gonna hash this thing out so we can all find more meaning and passion in our work and day-to-days.
Hello. I can't believe I am doing this. This is the first time I've picked up a mic since September. This is the first time I've, done anything that has to do with a podcast since October 7th. There's the before October 7th and there's the after October 7th. And I've kind of been under the radar. I haven't been doing the podcast. And it's been really hard, and I thought maybe I would just share a bit about what's going on and what's been going on, and maybe you can relate to what I'm saying, maybe you can't, maybe this resonates, maybe it doesn't, but I'm just gonna share a bit and why it's been so hard to do the podcast and talk about what should I do with my life and talk about career stuff when it feels really, it can feel very frivolous when you are living through a war and when you lived through a horrible, horrible attack. So my podcast is about passions and careers and what people are doing and meeting different people and hearing different stories and finding out what makes people tick. And I've loved it, and I've loved being able to talk to so many different people. It's been a great way for me to meet new people, hear their stories, share their stories, learn a lot from other people, get out of an insular bubble. And I think since the attacks on October 7th and since the war has started, the outside world feels really hateful and scary and unwelcoming and dangerous. And I don't know, you might think I'm being dramatic. Maybe you don't. It depends who you are and where you are and what's going on. But I was supposed to have an episode go out, I think, on October 8th. It was pre-scheduled. Obviously, I pulled it because we were in a state of panic and shock. And we thought, I mean, we were under attack and 1,200 Israelis were murdered. And it was the most horrifying of times where we didn't know what the heck was going on and if we were safe and what was happening. And it was just a whirlwind and a really horrible, horrible, scary, scary time. And it still is. And I started seeing a lot of hate. And I always knew there was hate. But I started seeing a lot of scary things, like this was justified, or denial of it happening. I started to see a ton of hate in these spaces that I would go to, whether it was on social media or wherever. And I had to cancel a few podcast interviews because I couldn't do anything. We were just so in it. And I canceled a couple interviews and I let people know where I was and what was happening and that I'm so sorry. And I didn't hear anything back. Crickets. And I kind of noticed this pattern of crickets from people I know, whether it's from my podcasting community or my work community or whatever, my global community, I mean. And no one was checking in, and we were under attack, and there were rockets constantly happening. In the first few months, there were like about 80 rockets aimed at Tel Aviv. We had to go shelter at least once a day on average. And the personal silence and then the hate I was seeing from people I didn't know, but then also a lot of misinformation I was seeing by people I did know really freaked me out. It really freaked me out, and the internet felt like it was becoming a really, really toxic cesspool for hatred for Jews, for Israel. I am Israeli. I'm American and I'm Israeli. I've lived here for 10 years. That's who I am. And to go out, or not even go out, just to look on the interwebs and feel like you are so despised and misunderstood and people are not educated and don't know what they're saying and taking words and changing their meanings. I mean, it's just, I don't even know. It's horrifying. It's really, really horrifying. And I think it really made me go inward with people who are going through it with me, who understand, who are scared with me, who are horrified with me, who are outraged with me, who are angered with me, who feel all the things that I feel. It kind of, like, on the one hand, I saw a lot of people who do content creation start doing advocacy and hasbara, which is like explanation and what's really going on here. And I mean, those people are amazing, and we need that so badly because the world really doesn't know what's going on here. Everyone's totally lost the narrative and it's all spun widely out of control. But at the time, I didn't feel like I could be the voice right now because I was in shock, trauma, and mourning. And I still am 4 months later. We all are. It's been the most impossible of times, the darkest of times, the scariest of times. I used to have this, I don't know, I used to have such a travel bug, a wanderlust. And right when this happened, I didn't want to go anywhere. And especially as I saw all the hate in its many, many forms, I felt like I can never go anywhere ever. Everyone hates us. There was like a plane of Israelis that landed somewhere and the plane was getting, they were trying to get on the plane to attack Israelis, or they heard Jews were on the plane. And I just felt, we're so hated everywhere and no one knows the truth and no one understands, and this is crazy. So in the sense of physically being somewhere else, I didn't want to go. On social media, I wanted to hide because it was so scary and so hateful, and I'm a granddaughter of two Holocaust survivors, and I know what my grandmas went through. One of my grandmas lost 90 of her family members in the Holocaust. So everything feels very, very real. And it is real. And this is like a big part of my identity and who I am, and just feeling like I can't be me without being hated or judged, when no one even knows what I'm thinking or how I feel about things or where my politics are. And by the way, I'll say, before October 7th, we were protesting almost every Saturday night against our government, against the more right-wing extreme measures they were leaning toward taking, and they don't represent me. Just like a lot of people listening maybe don't feel Trump represents them. I don't have, I mean, I could go on and on. This obviously isn't a political podcast, but this is me, Stephanie, your host, and this is my life, and this is what's happening. And even, yeah, aside from social media, even on LinkedIn, I saw a ton of people in Israel posting and posting and posting about what's going on. And I really value that. And I just also saw tons of people just going about their lives. Got a job promotion, got this certificate, went to this conference. And it's like, that's fucking great, man. Like, good for you. I am not there. We are not there right now. Like, it is not business as usual. It's February and it's still not business as usual. We are in, like after COVID, they called it a new normal. We are in a new normal and it's bad. It's awful. And we so desperately want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And at the beginning, working was impossible. We couldn't work. We were volunteering. We raised a ton of money. We were doing what we could to help all the displaced families, soldiers, all these people who are affected. And we still are, by the way. Work was just not something we could do. And it made just this whole idea of work and career, on the one hand, feel so silly. And on the other hand, it made it feel so, I need to be doing something meaningful with my life. It put even more pressure on impact and purpose and doing something that helps people. And I don't know. So I'm always on my quest of figuring out what I want to do with my life, and I still am, but it's just very challenging because we're in these really challenging realities where we're going by our day, quote unquote, as usual, but nothing is normal right now. There's a war going on. I don't want this war to be going on. I don't want this. I don't want innocent people dying. I would like peace. I'm for peace. I'm for coexistence. I'm for people, you know, I am not for hate. I am not for these things. And we all want to see the hostages home safely, and we all want to be able to live safely here in our homes. And I would also like for Palestinians to live safely in their homes in a Palestinian state. You know, I'm for the peace. And we are in this psycho situation. We don't know when the end is coming. I don't have faith in our leadership. And it's a really scary feeling. It's a really scary feeling. It's a really hard time. And this might be really depressing. And it is. Guess what? It is. And it feels so hard for me to go and reach back out to people to have them on my podcast because I feel so, my mind is so on what's happening here and what will be. And not on what Joe Schmo is doing in their lives, even though I do want to hear. And I'm nervous to reach out to Joe Schmo because Joe Schmo probably hates me without even knowing me because of where I live, without knowing me at all. And that's really scary, and that makes me want to go inward, and it makes me not want to talk to people, which is really bad, but it's true. It's really, really scary out there. Misinformation, what's happening. I don't even know. But it's been hard to do business as usual. It's been hard to just schmooze and chat and do a podcast and post on social media. Because I go on social media and I go on my podcast page and so many of the people that I was following are saying horrible things about me and my country. And my country's not perfect. And they fucked up a lot. And all countries fuck up a lot. But I'm from here. Someone gave, what was I just listening to? I was listening to some interview and someone was talking about it, the way their country, the way they talk about a parent, like, you can drive me crazy, I'll fight with you, I'll disagree with you, I can be so mad at you and annoyed with you, but you're my family and I love you and that's who I am and that's who we are and that's what this is. And I'm extroverted and I'm out on the town and I'm a social butterfly and I'm networking and I'm doing all these things. And it's just been, everything is so depleted. It's like in minus energy. Everything's on minus energy. And it's really hard. It's just, and it's hard for me, obviously, in that way, because I like to get my energy from people and opportunities and experiences, and I've been going inward and not getting it. This is emotional. Well, I'm only sharing with you my personal, my life and me and my experience and what I experience. And if you know me or want to get to know me or want to ask me questions, I'm always here to talk. I'm happy to answer questions. I don't know everything, but I know what I know, and I know my life, and I know my truth. And at some point, I don't know. I have these episodes that I recorded a few months ago. Now it's like, are they even still at that job? Is this even still relevant? Because I haven't put any episodes out because it feels freaking wrong to just put out these episodes when I feel, it does not feel authentic to me because my head is in the shit with everyone else here and what's happening. So, yeah, someone suggested maybe just like sit down and just chat and do a little stream of your thoughts. Let everyone know what's up. I guess that's what I'm doing. I haven't put myself out there. I don't know if I expect people to say mean things to me or bad things about me, but this is my identity, and that's just a fact, and I don't want to be scared to be who I am because I'm an Israeli and I'm an American, and that's my life. That's who I am, and that's the truth. So I don't know what's going to happen with more episodes, and I don't know what's going to happen with anything. But I guess to listeners here, or people who know me, or people who are connected, maybe this resonates. And again, maybe you're not connected, but you're listening. And that's good, because it's good to hear firsthand from individuals and their perspectives. Because that's what this is all about. Because that's what humanity is all about. And we're in a crazy situation where no one's seeing each other's humanity. And it's really fucking hard. And I'm going to stop talking, I think. Because I'm almost at 20 minutes of me ranting. Deep breaths. So, I hope you're okay, whoever's listening, wherever you are. I hope you're safe. And I'm just hoping for better days for everyone, everywhere. We all deserve better days. And we all deserve to be safe. And we all deserve all the good things. So I'm going to say peace out from my kitchen table. And perhaps we'll talk soon.